She used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Testing. One, two.
Like, maybe.
Yeah. I was like, I can totally hear you.
See, Beans has this thing where she doesn't tell me when I'm doing weird shit in the studio.
Sorry, what was that?
So I just honk and proceed.
Yeah, and we did so well.
The thing is, it's a silent honk because I can't hear myself.
But you can hear yourself now.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just troubleshooting out here. This is Mandy B.
And this is the Bready World Peace.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Tweet, tweet.
It feels like it's been so long since
it really
we've been
has.
In the studio.
Has it though?
It's been a week, but which is like the normal time that we go between shows. But I think it's more just the fact that you were gone
this weekend.
We're
getting a little staticky over here.
I do hear that. And I was hoping that it was just me, but it's totally not.
That's annoying.
Oh, that was it.
But now I can't hear you.
Oh, so we'll just go on a different mic.
Okay.
It's not even a problem.
Oh,
I'm portable.
She's swivelable.
You can swing me? No, I'm not going to continue
don't
on
go
that
there,
line.
Don't go there. My parents are listening. They usually maybe forget. Well, like, I would say it's like 60% they remember, 40% they forget. But
that like a memorable item.
Mm-hmm. I talked to my mother today, though, and mm-hmm. gave her the reminder.
I thought you meant 60% of the show they forget.
Oh, no, no, no. They would never forget.
They're like, Libretti on a sex swing? Yep. But remember that one.
Remember that static? Yeah, I do.
So Beans and I walked into the studio as ever, so excited, in a mellow mood, mm-hmm. but also just happy to be here as we are every week.
It's so true.
It's the highlight, as we've said many a time.
By the end of the hour, we'll be popping off.
Yeah, by the end of the hour, our moods have just changed drastically.
They really have, and that's what's so special about this studio.
You know what's also special? We have a little friend here with us today.
We do.
He may be strapped to the wall.
So he might not be able to speak. And he might be behind glass. And you may be wondering, who is this special friend? And Rachel will tell you.
It is Joe Perry, in parentheses, Aerosmith, but a Simpsons version. Wait, Simpsons?
I think so.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
The little yellow faces, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Collectible action figure. He's also a choking hazard, if you're into that.
Uh-huh. Wait, so someone, like, put it on the wall as if it was, like, a fire alarm, but it's just a tiny module on the wall of
so
the Perry.
And it comes with a note, says if emergency, which if funny also.
What kind of emergency?
Right. If you're in an emergency, if there's a audio visual emergency, if there's a bird watch, anyway, please break glass. But it's also behind plastic, so.
Yeah, there's so many questions,
yeah,
but also so much intrigue, and yeah. I hope that we will one day find ourselves in an emergency that requires us to break the glass of Joe Perry.
Metaphorically or literally?
Both.
What if we just like ripped off the plastic and he sprang to life?
I'd be so here for it.
Really? I think I'd be terrified.
Maybe.
Beep, beep.
I have another question.
Yeah.
What was the guy who's also in Aerosmith that
oof
was like one of the judges on American Idol? He's like equally as long-haired and
wrinkled. I was gonna say mangy, but only because like he has a mane.
Yeah,
you know.
No, for sure not.
Like a grungy mane, but in a way that only rock stars can pull off.
Also, we'll play Aerosmith because now it just feels so appropriate.
We're gonna play Aerosmith. I don't think I've
Steven Tyler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Because like Dream On is like top 8 songs in the world.
What was I watching this weekend?
Opinion.
You know, in like stand up or at least improv where mm-hmm. you have to follow the rules of improv?
Yes, and
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Steve Conan. Or not Steve Conan, Conan O'Brien. I was watching his stand up. He was interviewing his office staff and mm-hmm. it was funny. I was surprised. He also freaks me out because of his mane.
Mm.
Not because it's orange. I don't discriminate against gingers.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
I never assumed that.
Beans has a luscious red mane, so.
You really do. It's getting so long.
It is. Like, if I come back from abroad and it's just, like, fully, like, butt length, I'm going to be astounded. I'm going like to be proud, but I'm also going to bring scissors with me, you know?
There's like a high chance that I'm just going to keep letting it blossom. So... fun fact. So my hair was like always really long, and then senior year of high school I was Ariel in The Little Mermaid and grew it like crazy long for that, like actually butt length. And then
like carpets, like runner carpet hall, yeah, status out here,
like mm-hmm. the braid was long and then you couldn't even imagine it outside the braid. And so but then I had a really bad experience with the musical, so then in like a frenzy I just cut it off and I was like, I must like forget those dark times. So then,
well,
I know.
When Ariel goes Ariel the musical goes wrong. Hot take, Ariel, hard word to say.
Ariel's such a hard word to say.
Like Ariel, I can do that.
Yeah, but that's just more of like your
a mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, your voice.
Ariel.
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 Yikes, I hate us.
Audio.
No, I don't.
We'll also probably play some Little Mermaid now.
Yeah.
But anyway, to finish my story, I finally feel like I'm in the right mental space to grow up back long.
What is it, 3 years later, post-trauma? Yeah. They say you have to face your trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that mane and you say, screw you, Ariel.
I'm reclaiming my hair.
And with
someone
that,
hold me back.
A little Aerosmith. Men who know how to reclaim their hair.
Get you a man's.
I think I disagree with how they end that song.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I only really know that song from Glee, which is like objectively just a better version of the song. Okay, maybe not objectively. I don't want to like cause an uproar on like the WMFO like wave lines of
What if there's a chat group that we don't know about?
There definitely is. Like that's something we would totally just miss.
Shoot. So I was in. Lucy sending me something. I was in Michigan this weekend, and how did I get started on this with you? Hinge. So the Hinge app is an amusing waste of time that I downloaded on my phone. And when I was in Michigan this weekend, I switched my location. I was like, let's see what happens. And
Rachel's radius changes. So do the Hinge man's.
My radius?
Yes.
But I set it to 1 mile. So I was like, oh, so. Because I don't want any like random.
Nah, you don't want like street hoodlums of Ann Arbor.
But not like outside of it. Anyway. And we were getting these like Michigan football players, and then this man Fred was like one of my thingies that I say is I hate slow walkers, which is so true. Mm-hmm. I just have long legs, and if you can't keep up the pace, it's just like a no-go situation.
But it's not even that you only have long legs, it's also like you're just so here for like maximizing tempo and time. And like we were in at the MFA the other weekend, and Rachel's just like speeding through all the public transportation and then like wants to walk along with the train even though like we could easily have just waited to get on said train.
Okay, it made sense though. Why wait for the train at one stop when you can walk to the next one in the same amount of time that stand there?
Because then you could just get a little extra steps. Right. I was so here for that mentality, but like the large crew we were with were just not.
Well, one of whom was Owen, who we've discussed on this show, and he is from North Carolina, and this man's Fred from Michigan was like, I don't think I've met a faster walker in the Midwest, Rachel. And it was like, frankly, Fred, I know Midwesterners and they walk slow as heck. So I don't think you're comparing yourself to a small pool of fast walkers.
Case closed. Mic dropped. I'm not interested, Fred.
The whole description of my weekend circle with like me outside like, people in Ann Arbor.
Rachel 1 mile outside.
Fast walker. Singular fast walker in it. Anyway.
But did you have a good time in Michigan? For all I had the fans a
wonderful
wondering.
Time, yeah.
I missed her dearly. I didn't do a half a thing without her.
We may have spoken on the phone for over 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, there's so much to catch up on.
I haven't seen you in 48 hours.
And then we started planning my trip to Madrid for like next semester. And I was like, well, I guess we can do this when you come back to campus.
Tomorrow.
But I was just so excited to have her back.
Another one of my things on my Hinge profile is that I need tips for Spain. So... But another aspect of my tertiary aspect of my is that there are a lot of pictures of me and Amanda just because, you know, we have no other friends. And no,
we can't make memories without each other.
Okay, that's a better way of saying it. But Ben's out here trying to double date. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Ben, she's taken.
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I going to say about the Maine?
About the Aerosmith Maines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nuggets.
It's okay. Here's another good song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, perfect. We'll be right back, team.
Sit down. really good when you view it through your people. And pleased to meet you though, I'm looking for that good love. Makes you forget all the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And you still feel comfy in the rain without a hood on. Find it I will, cause I'm feeling pretty good, huh?
This love is real. The genuine enchantment that we feel. Nothing is the same. If ever you're away, I'm never really worried over love. Nothing is the same. If ever you're away, I'm never really worried over love. Hold me,
gonna say my cousin had a baby.
Oh my god, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I think I forgot to tell you.
You totally did, and I just found out with all the fans.
Yeah. Her
what
name
kind
is
of, what kind of baby?
What kind? Preemie.
Oh,
is 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing,
I was
great.
2 weeks.
Oh,
well, like twins, there's, yeah, just so much, like there's two bodies, they just pop out. Apparently.
Is that how it works? No way.
Like, oh shit. But it's not shit, it's a baby.
Fun fact, something about this magical stew, like, just stirs Mandy's digestive system.
All right, well, like, I'm just gonna leave it at the fact that I don't know if anyone has like a certain affinity for card stores and bowel movement, but it
was, like, greeting card stores,
like a Walgreens or like a Barnes and Noble. it's a phenomenon.
So like some, like, what is warm and fuzzy? Card stores. I feel comfortable. Let me just
take a shit. Well, this very studio might have the same effect. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's warm and cozy.
Yeah,
for sure.
My mom might chime in. She has similar feelings about card stores.
Sorry, I rudely. Oh, we were talking about babies. So how quickly did we turn from bowel movements to babies?
Oh, because I talked about how you just pop them out.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
One can hope that that happens with a bowel movement. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway. And the baby. So yeah, Piper Chesbro.
I love that name.
Really?
Piper?
Yeah.
So cute.
Very cute.
All I think about, well, I, Piper Chapman from...
Oh, from...
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's what Joel said, my friend who I was visiting at Michigan. Mm. We're all like, yep, hopefully she doesn't go to jail for drug trafficking. That's but, one like, thing
do
that...
do it for love, though. If you're gonna do it, do but it
Piper,
for love.
But Piper, listen.
But Piper.
Shh, Piper.
DL, though, do it for love.
When I go visit Piper in the hospital, I'll be sure to relay the message.
Oh my god, this is such good timing, so you can go meet her.
Yeah. So her due date was supposed to be 3 weeks from now. So she's 4 pounds, which is like not concerning, mm-hmm. right?
She's gonna do great.
Yeah. Like puppies are that big sometimes.
Babies are that big sometimes.
For sure. And
I was like 5 something.
We go.
Again, there are 2 of us. And we just popped out.
Again, I was always just the one. I think I was like 8. No, maybe 7.
That's a nice size.
I think I was 7 pounds at 7 a.m.
Aw.
Yeah. At least I'm consistent.
Yeah. Okay, you keep telling us about Piper. Or is that it? Or are you just going to meet her? Oh, how is she related to you?
She is my first cousin, Adam,
mm-hmm.
who's a twin, by the way. Mm. He's 36.
Twins skip a generation, so it's likely that Piper will have twins.
Oh.
Fun fact.
I thought you were going to say that Piper was going to be a twin, and I was like, it's too late for that, though.
Silly Amanda.
And so it's my first cousin's kid.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so your second cousin? Or how does that make
I don't
you?
Know, honestly.
Like a second aunt?
Is it, am I a first cousin once removed, or am I a second cousin? That's the real question.
Okay, just a quick follow-up about bowel movements.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From my mother.
Yeah.
Card stores, --. They keep you regular, !! LOL.
So if you're traveling internationally and you
feel a little stopped up,
just find your local card store.
Or your local child.
This has been a PSA.
And this has been Mandy B, and you're listening.
Yeah, and I think we should just call
like,
it
that's
here.
It.
My other cousin, mm-hmm. my other first cousin, same side of the family, Isaac, is tuning in from Belgium.
Oh
and
my God.
I think he is our only international listener.
You can't be sure, though.
Yeah, you never know when Razzie's going to pop in that's from true. France. But
wait, speaking of babies,
I hope you're not constipated, Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
But if you are, there's got to be some good card stores in
there's
Belgium.
Like postcard stores, literally just 15 listeners. We've decreased. We've regressed. That's okay. We can bounce back. I feel like we just might need to stop talking about bowel movements, unless that's what the viewers are here for.
Well, Jasmine, one of our listeners, just asked, what is brown and sticky? I guess she was motivated by our conversation. Ugh. And she goes, a stick. She totally is. She's sitting in Tish and she just went, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, she totally did. I respect you so much for that, Jasmine. You keep grinding out there, my dude. You're doing so well. Jasmine and I both quit our TDC together. Did Jasmine...
But they want you back.
They do?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow, this is such, like, honestly, you're trying to detach yourself from this relationship, and they just, this is the clingiest TDC I've ever seen.
It's the clingiest. Well, it's because everyone's dropping, like, flies, because it's
random.
It's just random. There's just a random group of people, and, like, that's the whole point of TDC, but, like, they don't, like, try to bring us closer or, like, give us any incentive to go to practice.
So, we get, like, angry, not angry, but just, like, incensed.
So, like, the thing is, with my TDC that I've since dropped, every time that there'll be a bunch of people that say they couldn't make it, they just cancel practice. So, like, I think people, like, started this, like, group mentality that if we just, like, all keep saying we can't make it, then we'll just never practice.
We can't wait to watch this dance. So, for those of you who are listening who don't know what TDC is.
Important.
It's a club on campus that is for those who are not technically trained in the art of dance. it's like a 30-person group. There are, what, 10-something dances?
Yeah.
And you
it's
pop...
It's the largest club on Tufts campus.
Right, of course.
Which is a very arbitrary title, because it's, like,
and
just a
one-day
event.
And there aren't any substances involved at all, mm-mm, ever.
Super wholesome.
Yeah, for sure. You just voluntarily get on stage with 30 of your closest friends and dance, and then
in a promiscuous manner, uh-huh, is the most important
with a
nuance.
Partner of the opposite gender.
Well, my partner was Jasmine, which is why we were so easily able to slide into the dust, because we just both
yeah I guess it doesn't have to be,
but yeah. Jasmine, gendered. I'll follow up with you and see why they want us back.
They said you don't have to come to practice, apparently. That's how bad
why
they want
they
you.
Not want, like, that's so random. Oh my god. Okay, well, I'll inquire further. I like, let me see, my conversation with the girl was like so tender. She really didn't want me to leave. I'm gonna leave names out for anonymity.
An enemy.
Favorite Pixar movie, go.
Whoa.
Inspired by Disney X or whatever, Disney Plus or whatever this new streaming platform is.
Okay, is Aristocats a Disney movie?
Yes, good answer.
Nice.
Okay.
Done.
Mine's Toy Story, for all those wondering. Okay. Hi, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to miss again tonight, and I think I might just have to drop the dance this semester. I'm so sorry to do you like this, but the week of the performance is also super busy for me. I'll be front row, though, and can't wait to watch. And then she said, hi, if you need to, you need to, but we can also work around schedules if needed. I was like, thank you for being so accommodating, but I'm going to have to depart this dance. Thank you for telling me. We'll miss you.
Mandy knows how to shut it down.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't, because like oftentimes I'm like a little wishy-washy. I was like, I don't think I can make this work. But in this situation, I was like, I cannot make this work. Please stop making me come for an hour on my Tuesday nights. So anyway, I'll be watching Rachel on stage.
And so I thought Amanda and Jazz were going to be, none of our other like friends in our close friend group are elected to do it this semester.
It's just so random. It's so like our friend, I feel like our friends would all really like it, but right, it just hasn't worked out.
So it's just gonna be me now. And now I'm thinking I may have gone to 2.5 practices at my TDC. They keep sending angry text messages, and then I text them personally, like in our group, mm-hmm, and I text them personally saying, hey, yeah, I'm not coming tonight. And at first they responded, my choreographers, but they just stopped responding.
Yeah.
I think they expect it from me now.
That's okay.
At least I'm honest.
At least, as long as you're meeting expectations.
Right. Consistency.
Exactly. That's key.
Nice.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, let's play Glitter.
I have it queued up right here.
Nice.
I don't know what this is, so we're all in the, for the ride together, fans. All 15 of you. And Cousin Isaac.
Everyone else has left now. I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering, what can we do now? Maybe let it burn out. Burn out. It's a spark in on your heart now, darling. has left now. I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering what can we do now. Maybe let it burn out.
So, whilst that was playing, we were saying, this is a good song. You know who has a concert tonight that also has good music? FK Twigs. Yeah, that was a big
leap. Natural segue, but yeah. It honestly was how the conversation went.
I feel like I just have blocks taken out of my brain. Like, someone's just in been chunks. Straight munching. And
Rachel's on such a sleep deficit right now. Like, my heart and soul goes out to her.
Also, the 10-page paper that should have been due tomorrow. Anyway.
Anyhow.
Storm season, emergency preparedness.
Wait, you didn't finish your thought.
Oh. See, chunks gone. I don't know who's been munchy out here. Wait, also, someone's been putting stickers in my socks.
Wait, it happened again?
No.
Oh, it just happened once.
Yeah. Like, and that automatically means there's a little gremlin running around in my sock drawer.
Putting stickers in and more to come.
I hope so. This one's great. It's like Keith Haring. Little man's.
Rip.
Anyway.
Okay, so one.
Oh, FKA Twigs.
Two, FKA Twigs.
Who I was introduced to this weekend at Michigan by Joel. And she's playing in Boston tonight, and I can't go because I have chunks missing from my brain and a huge paper due. And
Mostly the chunks, though.
I'd probably get lost in Boston. And her music videos are crazy, and she mastered the art of pole dancing for one of them. And then Mandy was like, hey, so have you ever thought of stripping
as
a career choice? And I was like, Mandy, how could you say that? But yeah.
It's an act of body positivity.
Definitely pole dancing. Like, I want to learn how to do that.
We should take a class.
For sure.
I think that'd be so fun.
I think we should wear, like, knee pads.
Oh, for sure, because I'll most definitely get injured, but I think it'd be so fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, I don't think I have the upper body strength to do it.
Like, no.
Even if I wanted to.
No.
Which is, like, humbling reality.
Yeah. It's like arm length to arm muscle ratio.
So like I have the length, like literally no problem.
Right. No, but I'm saying our ratio is large. Off. Yeah.
Also, I was looking at pictures the other day of my arm. And why is she so long? Like, do I have extra long extremities?
I think we've been over this and the answer is yes.
But like
you're still astounded. Okay.
But like these recent pictures, we'll discuss on the next break. I'll show you them, Rachel. But like my arms truly look so long, and then I like compare them to other, because it's more about the comparison to others, which you can't compare, you know? Every body is perfect.
Also, I just received a text from my aunt and probably concerned members of my family that think I'm dropping out of school because chunks of my brain are missing and joining a stripping team
cohort.
Yeah, I don't even know. This was my mom's idea, so take it up with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, storm season.
Anywho,
emergency preparedness PSA. Storm surge from the northeast, blizzard of 1978. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. ... I guess they're thinking like you choose to spend your home time however you see fit. If you're pole dancing in your living room, you know,
the winter is coming. Yeah.
A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That was a good one.
Yeah. It even has like a little flaming ball fireman drawn in.
Interesting.
Honestly, I'm confused what this storm is. I think I'm looking at a harbor.
Oh. Yeah, for some reason my mind meant like immediately went to blizzard, but
well, because we're in Boston.
Because winter is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be your ideal is not a good word.
Okay.
What if you were to be caught in any natural disaster, which one would you want to be?
Well, definitely not a tsunami. I've had like stress, fear dreams about a tsunami.
I agree.
And I'm a strong swimmy.
Swimmy. She's a swimmy, guys. We got a strong swimmy. That's just a chonk right there. We can't blame her. That was just the chonk speaking.
The chonk. The hollow chonk. I'm a strong swimmer.
That's all she has to say.
That's it.
But it's still scary.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a huge wave coming at you?
No.
Like immediate pummelage.
I think I'd have an end. I think my body would be like aneurysm.
Do it. Yeah. I dare you. But what would you be your favorite? Because I've thought about this.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this is like a natural disaster is a big fear of mine. Mm. Like as a general category, because there's nothing you can do to stop
it. There's
literally
nothing.
How about you?
I think hurricane I could deal with the best.
Oh, I mean, I've been in a
hurricane.
You're
supposed to get in like a hole or like a bathtub, I think. Or maybe that's an earthquake. I can't recall. Earthquake, maybe you get under a table.
There's
which I remember.
Definitely a more explicit PSA in here.
About earthquakes?
About like what to do in an extreme situation.
You're right. You find that?
We'll get back to you on that.
We will. I'm going to show Rachel the picture of my link, and she's going to find the earthquake PSA. And while we're going to do that, we're going to play some Ari Lennox, Grandpa.
Oh.
Which is really a banger.
Take the Queen Mary to the UK. You know we got time. I just want you next to me. Take care. Playing Sims 3 while you watch the game. You know we got time. Won't you come sit next to me? I said, why you gotta be a grandpa? Let a girl come and see you. Gotta be a motherfucking reason. Why you gotta be a grandpa? Let a girl come and see you. Hey, baby. Maybe we can just stay in. You know we got time. Baby, take a hit of this. Don't you? Ooh. Kisses to end all the fun. I wanna make you mine. Baby, just turn off the lights. Stay up to the daylight. Why you gotta be a grandpa? Let a girl come and see you. Ain't gotta be a motherfucking reason. Why you gotta be a grandpa? Let a girl come and see you. Gotta be a motherfucking reason. Why you gotta be a grandpa? Let a girl come and see you. That I want your body over mine. And we can do said anything that you want to. Let me know if this shit true. Said baby, we can go and fuck your O's together. Yeah, yeah. Baby, it put me on that brand new weather. Hey, ain't no bitch that can do you better. Hey, better. Yeah.
All right.
Mandy's arms are long as heck. There's no rhyme, but mine are just as long.
But for some reason, mine look even more noodly.
Hmm.
Things make you go.
Hmm. People liked that in Michigan, too. I was whipping out all these phrases. Michigan was honestly such an ego boost that I, like, probably, like, I needed a little bit, not gonna lie, but not to the extent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's so validating.
People though. Loved honk and proceed. People loved things that make you go, People thought I was alternative as heck, which is also amusing.
She's just, like, moderately alternative here at Tufts.
Not even.
Not, you're just, like, you just fit into the general flow. I mean, there's, like, different crowds of people, but you fit into the general flow of, like, cool, normal, nice people at Tufts.
Thanks, Beans. You too.
Thanks, Bee. But anyway, we didn't really have anything to say during this interlude.
We didn't want to leave you hanging. In case you like were just
my
like,
arms. Yeah.
That was good. But,
that was a good one. I was proud of that. Okay, we're going to play another song.
And do you want a suggestion or do you have one?
I have one.
Oh, you roll with it.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Roll with me. That's a good song.
We can play that one later. Or we could send you guys out with that one. Okay, here we go.
Bye.
Whoa, I want to know where I can go when you're not around and I'm feeling down. Won't you stay for a moment so I can say I need you so, 'cause right now you know that nothing is me and I'm obsessed with you. Then I fell to the ground and she smiled at me instead. I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right. 'Cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first. To get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you. Just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me. You can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the first? Told me that I didn't have to cry. Said I didn't need to get down or feel empty inside. And then told me that she'll love me for as long as she's alive. And well, maybe she's right. 'Cause I hate it when I feel like I'm not me. See, I honestly don't even know why. I honestly don't even know why. Thank you.
but you think that they should hang with us. Can't feel my music, we used to dance, so the lonelier us. Monk from my monastery, carried my bags out the door. Lit that shit with a big, hit a jig through the ash with the cash in the knapsack. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you? Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentic, academic. Sure no nigga never miss me. No, once I go into the diamond, his darkest diamonds. Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentic, academic. Sure no nigga never miss me. Janet, cool if I call you Janet. Been hanging on this branch in the canopy out in Canada. Man, just mangled my manager. Text say I'm about to vanish. What we doing this weekend? Was thinking it's time to dance, dance. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you? Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentic, academic. Sure no nigga never miss me. No, once I go into the diamond, his darkest darkness. Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentic, academic. Sure no nigga never miss me. No.
Well, I don't know if you guys enjoyed that, but I feel like maybe some of the chunks have been restored.
They always are by the end. Like, it's so, like, we always are like, oh, well, we better by the end. But we really are. We're so much more grounded now. Like, I'm ready to just seize the night. Wait, Rachel, should we tell them where we're going for dinner?
Oh, yeah. We're going to Duick, which is
a dining hall
here on campus. I haven't eaten in a dining hall all semester, so
I haven't either, except for this morning and last night. So all these kids whose parents were like, nah, you need a meal plan, and everyone was like, nah, mom, I don't want one, and they're like, but I'm gonna get you a couple just in case you ever want to go. They all have like 40 to 60 that like they must use before the semester ends, or it's just a complete waste of money.
So I asked one of our other friends if she wanted to join us, and I said, want to eat at Dew? I'm swiping.
You going to treat me? Guys, I'm being treated tonight to dinner.
Via my Tufts ID.
She's so kind. Okay, anyway. So that was a song called
Janet.
And then our final song is going to be another name of a woman, because that just seems fitting.
Right.
But we'll sign off first.
This is the Brady Well piece.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Bird watching. Nice.
Okay. It's been the best of times. We'll see you next week. Oh, we won't see you next week.
We won't see you next week. That's so sad.
Wait, my heart just fell. It's okay. It's okay.
Because you know why we won't see you next week?
Because we're giving thanks.
We'll also just be in our respective homes, and I can't wait. I can't, there's nothing. I'm so excited.
Mom, Dad, I can't wait.
Mom.
Take me home.
Claudia, I'm coming.
We're coming.
Okay, anyway.
That was weird.
It's just cathartic.
I'm here to keep you honest.
It was weird. Okay, well, this is Caroline. Have the best week.
Is it Caroline or is it a song about Caroline?
Who's to say?
If the signifier is detached from the signified.
No, I see where your head's at
for sure.
And I can't say for sure.
Okay.
We're about to find out. Oh, one last song for the road.
Overboard, going under. Still I'm dancing with the tide. Don't say a word, don't say a word. Don't you join the choir. We're all out of things to hide. Don't say a word, I won't say a word. Hold the silence. Oh, it's how we pass the time. Let's run, Caroline. The sound from France is nice. At least that's what I heard. No reason, my comments. Let's run, Caroline. Let's take the sound. Sirens. Oh, it's how we touch the sky. Don't make a sound, don't make a sound. Stay with me a while. Too much darkness in the light. Sound, I won't make a sound. Hold the silence. You're my only place to hide.